morning, small one.
What? Oh, Bree. Oh, I'm so sore all over. I can hardly move.
I was afraid you might feel a bit stiff. The riding comes hard at first, and we were going at quite a pace all night. Do you want breakfast? I've had mine.
Oh, bother breakfast. Bother everything. I tell you, I can't move.
Come along.
All right. Oh. But where are we now? Oh, the air is so clear. No rotten fish stinking it up. Oh, it's lovely.
I think you'll find something to eat in the saddlebags. They're over there on that tree where you hung them up last night. Or early this morning, rather.
Right. I hope I can find something edible. A meat pasty. Dried figs. A lump of green cheese. Oh, a flask of wine. And what's this? A pouch of money.
Well, that'll be useful.
But won't it be stealing if we use the money?
Oh, I never thought of that. A free horse and a talking horse mustn't steal, of course. I think it's all right. We're prisoners and captives in enemy country. That money is booty, spoil. Besides, how are we going to get any food for you without it?
Good point.
I think I'll have a nice roll before we put on that saddle again. You ought to have one too, Shasta. It's most refreshing.
You look so funny when you're on your back.
I look nothing of the sort. Does it really look funny?
Yes, it does. But what does it matter?
You don't think it might be a thing talking horses never do? A silly, clownish trick I've learned from the dumb ones. It would be dreadful to find when I get back to Narnia that I picked up a lot of bad habits. What do you think, Shasta?
I don't think I should bother about it if I were you. We've got to get there first. Do you know the way?
Well, I know my way to Tashban. After that comes the desert.
The desert?
Oh, yes. We'll manage the desert somehow, never fear. We'll be in the sight of the northern mountains then. Think of it. To Narnia and the north. Nothing will stop us then. But I'd be glad to get past Tashban. You and I are safer away from cities.
Can't we avoid it?
Not without going a long way inland. That would take us into cultivated land and main roads, and I wouldn't know the way. No, we'll just have to creep along the coast. Up here on the downs, we'll meet nothing but sheep and rabbits and gulls and a few shepherds. And by the way, what about starting?
All right.
Shasta's legs ached terribly as he saddled Bree and climbed into the saddle.
There we are.
But the horse was kindly to him and went at a soft pace all afternoon. When evening twilight came, they dropped by steep tracks into a valley and found a village. Before they got into it, Shasta dismounted and entered it on foot to buy a loaf and some onions and radishes. The horse trotted round by the fields in the dusk and met Shasta on the far side. This became their regular plan every second night. These were great days for Shasta, and every day better than the last, as his muscles hardened and he fell less often. Bree was a patient teacher. No one can teach riding so well as a horse. Shasta learned to trot, to canter, to jump, and to keep his seat even when Bree pulled up suddenly or swung unexpectedly to the left or the right, which, as Bree told him, was a thing you might have to do at any moment in a battle.
Bree, do tell me about the battles and wars that you've seen.
Youngster, I will tell you, but I'd rather not. They were only the Tisrox Wars, and I fought them as a slave and a dumb beast. Give me the Narnian Wars, where I shall fight as a free horse among my own people. Those will be wars worth talking about. Narnia and the North!